Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England. Although skies are mostly cloudy, we also have areas of fog in places that saw particularly heavy or rain during the afternoon and evening hours on Tuesday. Temperatures for the most part are starting in the 60s and some lower 70s as a cold front approaches from the west. Ahead of this front, the humidity will continue to build, although limited sunshine will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-80s on average today, with some upper 80s across the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. With the front's approach and a trough of low pressure swinging into the region from the Great Lakes, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds, lightning, and heavier downpours. This activity will last into the evening as the cold front passes by and then diminish overnight tonight. Any showers and thunderstorms will break up, and skies will be partly cloudy during the overnight hours, with lows back into the upper 50s and lower to mid-60s on average. High pressure building in behind the front will take over during the day on Thursday, bringing us back to mostly sunny skies and comfortably warm temperatures with much lower humidity. Highs will be in the lower to mid-80s. With mostly sunny skies and the humidity in check, it'll stay in the lower to mid-80s on Friday, and we'll get off to a dry start for the upcoming weekend on Saturday. Highs will creep back into the mid-80s under a mix of sun and clouds. A weak disturbance will pivot through the region on Sunday, so we'll put the risk of a thunderstorm in the forecast, otherwise mostly dry and partly sunny in the lower 80s, and it'll stay in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. The next disturbance will approach with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms next Tuesday, with highs again in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front will support widespread showers and storms from the western and central Gulf Coast northeastward into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and into portions of the Mid-Atlantic and I-95 corridor today. Out ahead of this front, the air mass will be hot and humid with afternoon temperatures well into the 90s. Behind the front, high pressure will spread below average temperatures and lower humidity across a large area of the broader Midwest over the next couple of days. This cooler and drier air mass will reach the Ohio Valley by Thursday as the front settles south into the Tennessee Valley and Mid-Atlantic, where it will remain a focus for showers and thunderstorms. Meanwhile, an upper-level high is forecast to remain centered over the southern Rockies and southern high plains. This will advect enhanced levels of monsoonal moisture from northwestern Mexico into the desert southwest and Great Basin. Weak upper-level disturbances embedded in the flow around the upper high, coupled with the monsoonal moisture plume, will enhance shower and thunderstorm activity across these areas over the next couple of days with locally heavy rain and some concerns for flash flooding. At Mount Washington, mostly cloudy and fog, 55 degrees with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. In Albany, mostly cloudy and 68 degrees, the dew point 66, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and steady. For those traveling, across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Boston, mostly sunny, just the risk of a thunderstorm near 90. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low, 71. The average temperature, 81. That's 9 degrees above normal. 0.32 of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.98 inches now for the month, which is 1/100th of an inch below normal, and 24.85 inches for the year, which is 2.29 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 98, set in 1917 and in 1890, and the record low, 49, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds with just the risk of a thunderstorm on Sunday, otherwise dry, in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds lower 80s on Monday, and partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely on Tuesday, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.